Blog Talk Radio.
All mechanical creation, all images of enslavement and imprisonment, all rage and anger of death and hell and the murder and the murderer's intent, the confusion of masculine and feminine roles, all portrayal of sexual perversion, including homosexuality and lesbianism, sympathy for Satan and the sorrows of Satan, association with the Nephilim and spacecraft, all perversions of the third eye through distorted and exaggerated images, perverted movements of the body and breakdancing and other forms of dancing. And we especially call for the judgment in this hour and the destroying of rock music directed specifically against children through the videos that were portrayed. And working specifically through these individuals, for whom we call for the judgment of the sacred fire in this hour before the throne of Almighty God.
God.
That they're ruling out the chip implant, because if you read my book, Interview with the Devil, I talked about how September 2017 was their target date to get this ruling on the chip implanting. And already we're seeing companies on the soft sell side of it right now trying to make it technologically advantageous to get the chip. They're offering it to their employees. And you know what? It's going to go like dominoes, folks. You're going to start seeing the beast profits on the Beast Network, TBN, start pumping the chip implanting. And of course, they're going to tell you that the RFID chip is not the mark of the beast that the Bible talks about. They're going to spin it and make it sound like it's something else. It is the mark of the beast, folks. Mark should have been translated chip. They chose the word mark instead of chip of the beast. They chose mark of the beast. It is a chip. And they're going to introduce this in their churches as something you should do, something you shouldn't be afraid of. They're going to promote it amongst the Christians. That's going to be a hard sell by them to the Christians because, folks, they're sold out to Satan. They're Masons. They already worship and serve Satan. And so now they're going to try to initiate you sitting in their churches into Satan's kingdom on earth by getting the chip implant. I get tired of people who say, oh, the chip has nothing to do with the mark of the beast. If they would read their Bibles, it talks about he causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark, a chip, on their hand or in their foreheads, and that no one may buy or sell except he who has the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. This is the chip of the beast. And it has everything to do with economics and banking and trade. Buying and selling and any kind of banking. It says it right there. And the chip will be tied into you can't buy or sell when it becomes enforced, because right now it's just a soft sell. Well, look what we have. Look how advantageous it is. It will still damn your soul if you get it. There is no forgiveness if you get the mark of the beast. You cannot get the chip of the beast and then say, oh, I didn't know. Because you've been forewarned. And guess what the Bible says? By deception, Satan deceives the world. You think he's going to deceive you by truth? He does it by deception. And he's doing it with his beast prophets leading the churches today. I encourage you to go to my YouTube channel and look up my videos on the RFID, the 666, the Chip of the Beast. I've done several of them. Don't fall for it, folks. It will damn your soul. Another thing I want to talk about. A message to President Trump. And my message to President Trump is this. President Trump, if you want to make America great again, then you need to put Americans in the White House. The same type of people with character who brought this country up from its beginning need to be there now. You're going after the rich, the ones who run in the same social circles, the ones involved with the same groups and associations, and you're expecting different results. That's madness. That's insanity. You need men and women of integrity who love this country, and you will find that in the 90% crowd of America is where the true-born patriots are, probably making $125,000 a year or less. And these are the ones who have been ignored and set aside and never allowed to rise to the top of their professions because they were kicked aside by the 1% who could afford to pay to play, who knew the right people, said the right things, had the right connections and associations, and always got the top jobs. You cannot buy integrity and character. These traits are learned and practiced. You cannot expect these things either from those who cheat, lie, steal, and kill, and refer to themselves as the elite. They have reserved spots in hell waiting for them there. Depart from them, Mr. Trump. Depart from the accepted, the norm, the expected. Stop picking among the various apples and turn your attention to the oranges, the ones who have your back, the ones who are counting on you, the 85% of this country of whom you have their support. Run away from the fakes and turn to the people of this country, the real scholars, the real qualified, and put them in positions of power to help you. You need men and women who are opposite everything that D.C. has been turned into over the past 50 years. You need people who have loyalty to this country, not to the Pope or the Queen of England, Allah, Lucifer, the Great White Brotherhood, or Zionists, but loyalty to America. You need people who represent America, who love God, family, and country. You cannot make America great again with the absence of God in the White House. You need to welcome him to the White House and seek and honor him with your goals, ambitions, and to guide and protect you against your enemies. You cannot drain the swamp with the creatures standing in front of you, beside you, and behind you. You need to do what no other president has done, and that is stand with courage. You cannot do that alone. You need to acknowledge God and stand with him. You know they will destroy you and the present pace. You know you have nowhere to turn around where they aren't clobbering you at every turn. Turn to the Most High God, Mr. Trump, and let him lead you while you lead this nation back to greatness. Be a man of prayer instead of a man in fear and derision. Be a leader not afraid to make changes in the very halls of the White House. Kick Satan out and welcome the Father in. Be a man willing to stop going the wrong way and willing to turn it around and go the right way. My prayers are with you, President Trump, and I pray you will make the right decisions and receive what I have to say and have said. You have the genius and the heart to pull America out of the slavery it's been under the ones who call themselves the elite, Satan's elite. They are no match for the Most High God. Put your faith in him and ask him to lead and guide you and to give you the courage and confidence to make new things happen. The people will support you, the Lord will lead you, and your enemies will crumble around you. You are at the crossroads. Take the road less traveled. Our country, folks, is dominated by the rich, the demon-possessed, the powerful, and who are they really? They're Satanists. They're generational families, all linked to each other by bloodlines, generational Satanists. The Illuminati are Satanists. Their New World Order is their political and economic plan to control the world. You know, the Great White Brotherhood is a two-headed serpent. They play the ascended masters, the world teachers of the new age, the cosmic beings arriving as saviors of mankind, and they also play the bloodlusting, sexual predators, the sacrificing, the butchering of humans and children that the cabal worship. The cabal, which is the leaders of the New World Order, is deeply entrenched in the government, in both parties, the rhinos and the demon rats. The underground temple in D.C., under the Capitol, is an altar. There is an underground temple in D.C. Of Lucifer's. There is a MyLab under the Pentagon. The underground tunnels that crisscross D.C. these tunnels are more like streets where they can drive vehicles through them to get around. On the inside of satanic temples and meeting places, they have the pictures of the Queen, Maitreya, and Sananda. Satan likes to mock. So he uses the Queen in a physical representation as the physical whore of Babylon. And the Roman Catholic Church, the Pope, the Vatican, represents the spiritual whore of Babylon. The whores of Babylon, in plural, are the nations linked to the Queen and the Vatican and all the churches and religions and offshoots of it, such as the Protestants. The wolves that lead the whores are sold out to Satan, folks. The very network that you think is catering to Christians, the Turner Broadcasting Network, is the Beast Network, owned and operated by the Masons. And they use these wolves to charm and persuade those who will listen to them to abandon the truths and warnings of the Bible while they quote it at them. By deception, they are conquering the church and the world for Satan. By deception, Satan deceives the world, folks. By deception, which means he and his minions are lying to you and leading you into lies and false doctrines, into false teachings, into false beliefs. All the while, they make it sound fun. They amuse you. They entertain you. They make you feel good. They squash your own intuitions. They tell you to listen to them and not your own intuition, which is usually God trying to get your attention. Folks, it's time to put your feet in the sand and say no more. You're not going to be led by the Satanists of this country because they dominate every single aspect and avenue of it. You cannot get on television without signing the dotted line, without selling your soul to the devil. And this is a requirement for every single preacher on TBN as well. There are no exceptions. None. I was told this by a very powerful witch last year. And I kept warning her and begging her to come to the Father, to repent and renounce her sins and walk away from Lucifer. And I warned her that they would destroy her and they would soul scalp her and replace her. And I begged and pleaded with the very person who was ahead of a huge coven, kept coming at me almost weekly, trying to kill me. And she eventually was soul scalped. She was soul scalped by the evil ones. They set up a meeting. They walked into her home, and instead of meeting with her, they shoved a serpent down her throat. This is how they do it, folks. This is how they do it. I have an article on my website, SherryShriner.com, talking about how they soul scalp and take over people. And every person who was ever joined a Freemasonic lodge is on that list, and they're soul scalping them. Now, when you get soul scalped by a serpent, and people wonder what all happens, because a lot of the telltale sign, the person still looks human. They still look like the person you knew. They will no longer start to, there will be changes. Personality changes will slowly come into effect. Physiological changes, the slits in their eyes, they're quirky. You know, I like Comey, his statement. Hey, over the last several years, I've talked to several humans. Really? You know who speaks like that? Soul scalped humans, reptilians in human form. Hey, I have to talk to humans. I have to deal with humans. Probably not used to that in D.C. because they're all been soul scalped. When you look at them, their eyes don't look right. Their eyes are funny. They don't look right. There's so many fake humans in D.C. you can't even keep up. They take over the human body. Meanwhile, the person whose body that belongs to, they're usually killed. They're usually pushed out. They go into the limbo dimension, the fifth dimension. They get pushed back like prisoners of their own bodies, where they can see and hear what's going on, but they can't respond. They can't use their own body. They can't speak through their own body because that being that possesses them, that serpent, does the speaking for them. That demonic being, that serpent, literally takes over the human body at that point. And it can be a demonic serpent, or a demon, or it can be an alien reptilian host that takes over it. Either one. People don't think that demons can take over a human body. That's not true. They have the dead soul's eyes. They take over and act through human bodies all the time. Just ask people involved with Satanism. They see them. They're enforcers. They're used to keep all the cult people in line. I'm not talking about this Hollywood stuff where they have 12 people in a coven. Most of the dominant ones have thousands. There's thousands of people. They meet in Catholic cathedrals, huge Catholic churches. They're not hiding in the woods in little groups. Those are the amateur groups. The rich and powerful ones, they meet in mansions. They have underground bases. They have underground areas where they meet. St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York City is a place they meet. There's also the other one up on the west side of Central Park. I think it's up there by that. I can't remember the name. Morning Heights or something like that. Something Morning. Big Catholic church over there. They go to churches. They have their black masses. They have their Saturday night services to mock Sabbath day. They have Sabbath night because it's on Saturday. The Father never changed Sabbath to Sunday, the first day of the week. The churches did that. He never changed it. He said, remember the seventh day to honor it and keep it holy. Instead, they meet on the first day of the week and ignore his commands of being Sabbath day worshipers. And they think this is okay. And they think it's okay to institute satanic symbols into their churches because it's always been that way. For 100 years, 200 years, our church has had these symbols. That doesn't make it right. They're satanic. At what point do you say that's wrong and put your foot down and say you're not going to do it anymore? And rid your churches of their idols and their symbols. At what point do you say that's wrong? And now we want the truth and we want to do things the right way. People are more concerned about keeping their traditions than they are about what the Father thinks. You're being led by idiots, folks. Satanic idiots. Get out of the horrors of Babylon. Get out of the churches. None of them, very few, maybe one out of 100, are pleasing the Father. People say, well, when I go to church, I feel the presence of the Lord. You know what that is? That's that white mimic spirit that mocks the Holy Spirit. It's a white light mimicry spirit. And you know, anything with the Father, spiritual warfare 101, when you want to feel his instant presence, sing. Sing. Sing and glorify his name. And what's the first thing you do when you go to church is you sing. And so the Lord fills up your temple, your spirit, your body, and you feel happy. Because you're singing. And then what happens? You sit down, and that good feeling starts to go away, and all the creepiness starts. The pastor starts speaking. He's preaching doctrines of devils. And the mimic spirit takes over. Folks, seek the Father for the truth in all things. Seek the Father. Quit listening to your friends, your buddies, your family members, because they all just want assurance that what they believe is true and is real. They all just want assurance. I really want the truth. Why do you think that that Yahushua singled out truth seekers in their own class of people? Because there's so many few of them. They're a minority. The Bible says the opposite. It says that most people have itching ears. They want to be told things that make them feel good. They don't want the truth. How many preachers today are preaching about hell and hellfire? How many today are teaching Bible prophecy? How many are pounding the pavement and warning their congregations against this RFID chip implant? If you're in a church and starts promoting that chip, get out. Don't listen to another word he says. Get out. Because the love of the Father is not in him. The truth is not in him. Y'all want to enjoy your pagan traditions, your fertility eggs, and your Easter bunnies. What does that have to do with resurrection? Nothing. Fertility eggs honors Lilith. What does the egg have to do with rabbits? They don't lay eggs. You're honoring Lilith, the demon goddess, and you're calling it, we're honoring the resurrection. Your pagan traditions, you're all into a soft shell of Satanism, ritual worship, and then you claim you're Christians. See, I had to get away from all that. I had to get out of the churches. Paganisms, pagan traditions. Ask the Father to lead you in the truth in all things. That's not a cult. That's the heart of a truth seeker. Oh, she's a cult. They hate me. They hiss at me all the time. Little witches. These warlocks. These Satanists. Why do they hate me so much, huh? Father said, lead my people back to me. And so that's what I do. I lead them to the Father. I don't. That's why you won't find my picture online other than a 30-year-old picture. I don't want people looking at me. I want them looking at the Father to go to him. Anyway, folks, I'll be back Monday night. I have no idea what the Lord will lead me to speak about them, but I'm sure it's going to be interesting. Till next week, everybody. God bless.